It's going to be a huge weekend. Not only do they have the reigning Blue Diamond winner looking to go and complete the double in the Golden Slipper, but they've got Shoals in the William Reid Stakes on Friday night. How are you, Sam?
Good, thanks, Michael.
Looking forward to seeing Shoals in action again. How did she come through that first up run behind Trapeze Artist?
Yeah, she's come through it really nicely. She tightened up for the run, and the trip away certainly brought her on. And she ran exactly how we thought she would. She just probably peaked that last 50 to 100 metres, and we're looking forward to her second up.
Has she taken that much improvement? Have you seen much physical improvement in her? And how much more do you think she'll need to improve to beat a horse who's flying like sunlight?
Yeah, look, she's tightened up for the first up run, definitely. And look, she seems to be going as well as she always is. And look, Sunlight's a pretty incredible animal, and she's going to be tough to beat on Friday night. But we've got a live chance, and hopefully she can put her best foot forward.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And then the plan is to take her back up to Sydney for the TJ.
Yeah, that's it. That's the plan at the moment. So we'll stick to that. It's it was going to be a month between runs, and we just sort of felt that getting a run into her, we sort of toyed up whether we were going to trial or a runner in between. And so look, third up for the TJ, she should be cherry ripe.
She got a huge weekend, runners everywhere. No doubt the big feature and the highlight, though, was Liar in the Golden Slipper, the Blue Diamond winner. And just having a look at some statistics, three Blue Diamond winners in the Golden Slipper, it makes tough reading because in the history of the Blue Diamond Golden Slipper, there have been 35 horses try and complete the double, and only five have managed to do it, including the Great Sepoy, Kortzer, Bounding Away, Manicato, and John's Hope. It's a tough task to complete the double.
Yeah, it is. And look, I guess, she's a horse. She's not aware of history. So we're pretty confident with her. She's come through the Blue Diamond, couldn't have come through it in any better order. And she trialled up exceptionally last week. And her work yesterday on the course proper at Randwick was, as good as I've seen from her. And look, we're really happy with her. And, it's obviously a whole different ball game on what will probably be a bottomless track at Rose Hill. But we're really happy with her.
Is she going better than what she was before the Diamond?
Going as good, if not a touch better. She's just a filly that the more we've been racing her, she's been thriving, and she's really been a product of the system we have in place with Pinecliff and Flemington. And she's relaxed nicely into stables up at Randwick, and the weather's obviously touch and go, and that's a query with all of them. But look, her condition going into the race seems to be tip-top.
What's your gut feel on a wet track?
Look, we think she'll handle it. She's confirmation, she's a little bit back at the knee. And she's trialled in what was probably a soft to heavy last week. Luke Curry commented that he thought she loved it. She had galloped yesterday. She seemed to eat up the turf. So we think she'll handle it. It's obviously a different story under race conditions, but gut feeling she'll get through it.
Your family history in a Golden Slipper is a remarkable one, winning four in a row, Lee Freeman. And your father, Anthony, was pretty much the man behind the man who was in charge of the two-year-olds up in Sydney during that period. You were probably too young to remember it, but have you spoken to your dad about those years and the knack of having these two-year-olds on song on the big day?
Yeah, exactly. With the rich history that the family's got with the race, and it helps. Dad, obviously sort of been there and done that, and he knows what sort of horse it takes to win the race and sort of programming to do so. And it's going to be an exciting day for the whole stable on Saturday. Just to have a runner in the race is an honour in itself, and to have a live chance, hopefully we can have a really good outcome.
What does he say to you behind closed doors about how good he thinks Lyra is compared to some of those star two-year-olds he's had in the past?
Oh, look, he'd never compare her to, almost like a Lingi or anything like that. He's always got a soft spot for them. So he's quite reserved with his opinion on it. But, she just keeps raising the bar, and she's done nothing wrong so far. So hopefully on Saturday she can etch her name into, one of the best in Anthony's eyes.
It looks like one of the most open slippers we've seen in recent years. Can you get a handle on who you think is maybe the hardest to beat?
No, look, I think that Cosmic Force is pretty impressive on Saturday, and obviously got through what was a bottomless track. So that's a massive advantage for them. But there's a whole host of chances. Loving Gabby was obviously very good in the Blue Diamond, and if she gets through the ground, she'd be very competitive. It is very open, and any number of the Godolphin horses, you know, they've all been very impressive. So in terms of comparing to recent years, it seems like probably the most even we've had.
It's going to be a huge day in Sydney. Outside of Lyre, in the slipper, she'll be your only runner-up in Sydney. But I see Ambitious. You had the option of going to the Mornington Cup on Saturday, but you've decided to go to the Albury Cup on the Friday.
Yeah, look, we've had him up in Sydney, and we were going to run him on Saturday, but last Saturday that is. But he's useless in a heavy track, so the options up in Sydney are appearing quite limited at the moment, and the Albury Cup, obviously won it with Tom Melbourne a few years ago. So, look, we're trying to get the horse some confidence, and it looks to be a suitable race, and the ground will be good, which will certainly help.
And what about today? You've had probably the best back runner all day, another two-year-old, and I remember when I got you on a few weeks ago, you said you've got about five or six horses which are all two-year-olds for Godolphin. And you've got one or two that may be potentially just as good as Lyre. Is this one of those?
Yeah, look, he's a nice horse. He's got a bit of talent. He's probably heading into today a touch underdone. He's just had the one jump out at Mornington. And, look, he's a horse that we've got high hopes for in the future. Whether we see that at two, we'll wait and see. But certainly when he turns three and gets out to a trip over a mile and a quarter, he's going to be a very nice horse.
Well, he's been backed unbeatable. Chenny is a horse we speak of, race three today. He's into even money. Is he a deserving even money pop today?
Oh, look, if he'd had one more trial, I'd say yeah. But just the last 100 might be the query, but if he does, it'll be on class. And I think he should be probably the nicest of them in the race, you know, going forward.
Well, stable's on fire at the moment, and another impressive winner yesterday. I'll leave you with the toughest question at the end. Scholes or Lyre? Who are you more confident with in the Group 1s this weekend?
I have to say Lyre. I'm quite confident with her.
Ooh, I like that. Good luck, Sam.
Cheers. Thanks, Michael.